The lawmaker who once wrestled comedian Stephen Colbert is going after deadbeat federal contractors. Utah Congressman Jason Chaffetz, a Republican, has teamed up with California Democratic Congresswoman Jackie Speier. Their new bill would stop agencies from awarding contracts or grants to anyone who owes back taxes. Federal News Radio Executive Editor Jason Miller joins us now with the details. Hi, Jason.
Good morning, Emily.
So what is this bill?
So the Contracting and Tax Accountability Act of 2013, H.R. 882, we have a link up there on federalnewsradio.com, is really a very short eight-page bill that basically tells agencies you cannot award contracts or grants to anyone unless they certify in writing that they have no seriously delinquent tax debts. Now, what does that mean, seriously delinquent? Well, they go through it in the bill to say this is what we're going to define seriously delinquent as. And, in fact, there is an IRS definition for this in the law already. But basically it's a debt where any note where there has been a notice of a lien filed in the public records. So if you or I, you know, go to win a contract and there's a lien against our house or a lien against us, that would be considered a serious delinquent tax debt. And basically what Chaffetz and Speier are saying is, no, you can't give them any contracts. So it's really going after what they think is a pretty, significant, not in terms of money, but just it's an optic issue as much.
It's hard to argue with this. How big of a problem is it anyways? I mean, isn't this something the agency should be doing?
Well, agencies are doing, and in fact, the Obama administration, the president signed a directive back in I think it was 2010, ordering the IRS and other agencies really to crack down on contractors who don't pay their taxes. Now, as far as how big of a problem is it, it's hard to say. Now, the last report by the Government Accountability Office was in 2008, and what it found was 1.6 million businesses owed over $58 billion in unpaid payroll taxes, including interest and penalties. Of that amount, about 70% of all unpaid payroll taxes are owed by businesses with more than a year, meaning four full quarters of unpaid federal taxes. And over a quarter of the unpaid federal taxes are owed by businesses that accumulated debt for more than 3 years, or what they call 12 tax quarters. But remember, that's 2008. This is now 2013. So that report's 5 years old. The only update that GAO has done since then is a 2001 report where they looked at vendors who got money from the Recovery Act. And what they found there was they owe more than $750 million in back taxes. So as you can see, there's a fair amount of money here. There's not hundreds and hundreds of billions. But again, the feeling is that if you're going to get money from the government, whether a grant or a contract, you should obey the law, meaning pay your taxes.
Sure. And just a clarification, that last report that you mentioned, the Recovery Act, 2011?
Correct. That
2011.
It was a report from GAO in 2011 about the Recovery Act spending that started in 2009.
So you were mentioning the word optics, which I guess is a DC word, but this comes at a time where there's also a story we're reporting today about feds who owe taxes on their tax returns to the IRS. So I guess there's just a lot of pressure right now and perhaps optics, if you will, about paying your taxes on time and in full.
Well, you remember Jason Chaffetz was the one who really led the bill, the fight, if you will, against, the tax cheats, not only getting contracts, but also in the federal government. And you're right, there's a story on our site, federalnewsradio.com, that say that nearly 12% of delinquent income tax federal workers and retirees who owe delinquent taxes jumped by nearly 12% in 2011. The IRS reports about 312,000 federal workers and retirees owe more than $3.5 billion in back taxes as of September 30th, 2011. Now, the year before, so I guess for all of 2010, the number was about $3.4 billion and 279,000 workers. So as you can see, the workers jumped up, the amount of money jumped up. Now, there's about, in all, they said 9.8 million workers had a delinquency rate of what they could say 3.2%. Now, the delinquency rate for the general public was 8.2%. So in some ways, 3.2% isn't bad. But I think it's one of those things that you can argue one is too many. And I think that's why Jason Chaffetz and others in Congress have really been trying to crack down on this, both from a contractor perspective, but also a federal worker perspective.
Budget uncertainty has stalled a major cybersecurity program at the Department of Homeland Security. Secretary Janet Napolitano is blaming sequestration for delays to Einstein 3. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller joins us with details. Hi, Jason.
Good morning, Emily.
So what is the Einstein program, first of all?
So this has been probably about a 10-year effort to improve the cybersecurity software, hardware, if you will, of federal agency networks. Now, what Einstein is a piece of software that goes in between the internet and the agency network that really deals with traffic. Now, it started a number of years ago as the original Einstein, and it was all about intrusion detection and understanding what's coming in your network. Then it's morphed over the years. We've seen Einstein 2 and now Einstein 3. And Einstein 3 is really the most up-to-date one, and this is really about intrusion detection and intrusion prevention, working with what they call the Trusted Internet Connection Access Providers, the TICAPs. So TIC is the initiative, and what they're going to want to do through Einstein 3 is select specific types of traffic and redirect that from a single participating government agency through this Einstein 3 technology. Now, as DHS likes to call it now, E3A, they kind of took the Einstein name out of it for whatever reason, but it's intrusion detection, intrusion prevention, and really to improve how agencies stop that bad traffic from getting into their network.
And when you talk about cyber, or really anything tech-related, and you talk about delays, you run the risk of having it be so obsolete that it doesn't even do the purpose that it's meant to do in the first place. Is that what could happen here?
I think that's a great point in the fact that, as things change, as the attackers get better, the technology's got to keep up. And you're right, they developed this, and this Einstein 3 program has been under development really since 2010, so it's already 3 years old. Now, I know for a fact DHS has not sat still with the same technology as it improved. They're improving Einstein 3, but as the delay takes longer because of sequestration, and, Secretary Napolitano said that the U.S. CERT teams, which is a computer emergency readiness teams over at DHS that are working or really implementing Einstein 3, they could take a 10 to 12% reduction in terms of both people and dollars. And I think that's the concern, that all of a sudden this is going to take another year. This puts agencies at risk, and the technology can as well get a little staler.
And this is surprising, too, because it comes on the heels of the president issuing a cybersecurity executive order and Congress putting money in whatever budget was last passed, perhaps it was the defense authorization I'm thinking about, for cyber. A lot of people wanting to put money into cyber, and now it's being cut because of sequestration.
Well, the most interesting thing is you're right, the cyber EO just came out, and there's a lot of focus on that. And that's obviously focused on the critical infrastructure providers. So the telecommunication providers, that's where that's more focused on. This cut, if because of sequestration, comes after DHS also got about $188 million in the continuing resolution that was passed before September 30th, they were one of the few agencies that actually got a plus one or plus up during that time. Most people saw their budgets flat, or maybe some of them saw a little bit of a cut, but they got the plus up. But that was actually focused. That money was focused on continuous monitoring and the implementation of that. Now, Einstein could be part of the continuous monitoring, but it's not the more formal continuous monitoring. So it's a kind of two different pots. But again, sequestration, automatic across the board, what they call it, the MEDAX cut, and that's going to have an effect on this Einstein 3 program.
Jason, very briefly, what does this mean for agencies? Is it a big deal to them that Einstein 3 is being stalled? Or delayed, I should say.
Sure. And I think the big deal is it's one less tool in the toolbox. I know we hear that time and again, but agencies struggle with cybersecurity, and Einstein 3 is supposed to be kind of not necessarily the next best, greatest thing, but supposed to be a really strong piece to the puzzle. But now without having it, they are that much weaker.
Yeah. Jason Miller is Federal News Radio's executive editor. Thanks, Jason.
Thank you.